In the early years of NASA development, before Alan Shepard and John Glenn went into space, a group of 13 women were trained as astronauts in a program that paralleled the Mercury 7 program. The reason for the program? NASA officials believed what makes women physiologically different than men could be an advantage in space. That program, though, was ended by Lyndon Johnson in 1962. And today, there is a Netflix documentary about the program. It is titled Mercury 13. Janora Jessen was one of the original Mercury 13 trainees. She happens to live in Meridian now, and she joins me live in studio today to talk about this program. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I would like to start with how you became involved with the program.
Well, someone whispered to me that she'd heard about a secret astronaut program for women, and she was going to be in it. Well, I right away wrote a letter to the doctor who was in charge of the program. It wasn't NASA, but it was a doctor who did all the physical training or testing, and said, I'm in good physical condition, and I am a pilot, and I'd like to be in your program. And he wrote me right back and invited me in. So that's how I came to be involved.
And in fact, you being a pilot, you say you have a passion for flying. You were interviewed in that documentary. And I want to play a clip about this.
I still, as I lift off, very often think, why me, God? Why did I get to do this? I don't think I needed a lot of encouragement. I was raring to go. I really love flying.
And even today, we do not have a lot of female pilots compared to male pilots. How did you become a pilot, especially in the time that you came of age?
Well, it was Civil Air Patrol that did it. My older brother had heard about the Civil Air Patrol, and I joined. I thought it'd be a lot of fun. And the seniors would give us rides in the airplane, and this one man let me fly the airplane, and he said to me, you're a natural. I have been a flight instructor for many years, and I know you tell students lots of things to encourage them, but I believed what he said. He said, I'm a natural.
Well, you said, yes, I am.
Yes. So I decided that maybe I could be a pilot and make a living as a pilot. Now, this is 1956.
So when you write this letter and you hear back, take me through that process.
Well, the doctor who responded invited me to come along. And actually, it was not a training program at all. It was a testing program. And so what we did, we took the tests, the physical exams that the male astronauts, there were only the Mercury 7 at that time, the test that they had taken, and he was very curious whether women could how we would do with those tests, and frankly, we did just as well as the men did.
And what were some of those tests for people that may not be familiar, because you're talking about those very physical tests that they had to go through?
Right. It was 6 days long, and it was tough. But all kinds of strange things. They poked you, and the x-rays went on and on and on, and lots of physical things that we didn't. We'd ride the bicycle up the hill. Of course, it wasn't a real hill, but it was a real bicycle. But anyway, to see how long you could endure, and a lot of physical things like that, and general health. And there were 25 women who took the tests, and 13 passed them.
So you took the test, and then got into the next phase of this?
Well, the next phase was to go to Pensacola, and the Navy was going to run us through a lot of their tests, and that was going to be really fun. We were going to fly in the jets, and there was a lot of water stuff. And so I was teaching flying at the University of Oklahoma, working my way through college. And so I asked for the week off to go to Pensacola. And my boss said that I couldn't have that week off because that was the first week of school and a heavy load. So I quit my job, and I became an astronaut, you know. But at any rate, they immediately canceled the tests in Pensacola because they decided that said to NASA, would you pay for us to do this for these women? And NASA said, what? What are you talking about? And they didn't know anything about it. It was the doctor's test. So we didn't go, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I got out looking for a job, and I got the best job in the whole world flying for the Beech Aircraft Factory.
Did you really?
Yeah. So that, for me, it worked out well. Some of the women truly believed they were going to be astronauts. We had no qualifications to be astronauts at that time. Much later, 17 years later, they had female astronauts, and they had all different kinds of backgrounds. And but at any rate, for me, it worked out well because I got a job that was marvelous.
I'm speaking with Janora Jessen, one of the original Mercury 13 female astronauts. We call you a trainee, but you tell me this is a test program that you went through. So thank you for the clarification. This is a fascinating story because so many people have never been aware that this even happened.
That's true.
Tell me about that, being able to talk about it. And what are people's reaction to this when they find out?
Well, I went a different direction. I moved on with my life. Some of the women who took the tests and then didn't go forward really ruined their lives because they thought they were going to be astronauts, and they kept trying to talk NASA into having female astronauts, which we were too old, obviously, by the time they finally did that. But I went on with my life and flew for this aircraft company, flew in the 48 contiguous states, all the airplanes that they built, and it was a marvelous job. And there were only three women in the U.S. at that time who were doing that kind of flying. So for me, it turned out well.
What was this? So NASA, if I'm understanding you correctly, did not get involved with this. But then Lyndon Johnson in 1962 completely halted this program.
I would say that our friend Lyndon probably is the one who stopped it. Yes, they there was several of the women had some influence in the Congress, and they had an investigation about it, and they talked about it and got a lot of attention and so on. I didn't even know they were doing it. I was off flying for beach, so I wasn't even aware. But some of the women did put up a big fuss about not having female astronauts. And the female astronauts that we have today are very, very kind about the Mercury 13. They think that we opened the door. Well, we didn't open any door, but at any rate, we made a fuss. And
but sometimes a fuss makes a difference.
Makes a little noise. Yeah.
What was it like for you then, 17 years later, when women were finally astronauts?
Oh, well, of course, I went to the launches. We were invited to the launches. And NASA, at that time, somebody had given us this tag, Mercury 13, which is terrible because we didn't have anything to do with the Mercury astronaut program. But at any rate, NASA honored us. They recognized us. They invited us to the launches for the women. And we went and had a ball. And so it was great. It was a lot of fun watching them. And, of course, we cheered. Oh, my, we were so happy for them.
And one of the most famous female astronauts lives right here in Idaho, Barbara Morgan.
Isn't that wonderful?
And yeah. What's it like for you to see someone like Barbara, who was a teacher, went through the teacher in flight program, was actually the backup for Krista McAuliffe, and, you know, having that recognition right here in Idaho for this female pilot, I mean, astronaut?
It's wonderful. And my doctor had told me one day that his daughter-in-law was applying to be an astronaut. I said, "Is she a pilot?" And he said, "No, she's a teacher." And then that's when I met Barbara.
Really?
And she has been so supportive of me. And certainly I admire her tremendously for what she did. And so she's a good friend.
Kind of comes full circle,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, really.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. Janora Jessen was one of the original Mercury 13 female astronaut trainees, went through the test program. There is a documentary. It is called Mercury 13. You can see it on Netflix. I encourage you to watch that. Again, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this.
Thanks you for inviting me.